John Banos, John McGrath, Troy Malcolm back for another episode of Million Dollar Agent, the podcast that we primarily serve Australia, New Zealand, been going now for close to, I think, a decade, 10 years. Yeah, we've got to find the date, Troy, that we started this. Actually, when we did start it, I think you weren't officially on board, but you can be part of the 10-year celebration, Troy. I think you slowly came in at around the ninth year. Am I right, Troy, in saying that?
I think so. I think I was in the background for the first half a dozen episodes,
and then we woke up. Yeah, we woke up one morning and we realized that the logo had changed. Your name was added there. It all happened,
and the listeners went up. It's amazing, Tom.
The viewers went up, and so did the quality of the sound. But you had set, not us. Anyway, so gentlemen, today vertical video inspired by the fact that TikTok's been in the press a lot over the last month. Real estate agents. They're all on social media. Some do it good. Some do it poorly. Not many do it exceptionally well. We know it's important. We know that as soon as someone's about to list the property, they stalk you on social media to see what you're really all about, right? They Google stalk you. They look at reviews. And what once used to be the Wentworth Courier and all the newspapers around the country were the things that help you build a personal brand in real estate as well as help you find lots of buyers for property, now has become video and social media. But before we kick off, I'd love to know from both of you, if I asked you the number one method that you engage with social media, what platform is it? If we said Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, what would you be the one that you think you'd spend most of your time consuming content from?
TikTok.
Yeah, Join? I'm still in a lot of the work that I do, the research, Instagram, but slowly moving towards TikTok. I think we spoke about it in last episode, but the episode before about the algorithm that platform has. I think it's a great technology. I'm really starting to see a lot of agents start to move into this space, and I'm interested to see how far they can take it. I'm trying to track a lot of what's happening in the US, but I do think that's the next one to come through. But I also, Tom, I think, you know, Gary Vee said it a couple of weeks ago or last month around the short format video, vertical video on Facebook is getting a huge amount of uptake, and it's got a great audience. So it's actually the kind of the full circle. We're back to Facebook again, where I would say maybe a year or two ago, it started to fall away.
Yeah. So Troy, what I was going to say is it's interesting because, you know, the owners of these platforms and the people that make the decisions at various times when they realize they're losing traction, what they'll do is they'll go off, and it looks like Facebook's done that, or Meta, as they call it, has done that with Reels now, because they've realized, hang on a second, we've lost traction here with TikTok. So they're just giving you a very big audience, and real estate agents love it when the KPI metric comes up and it says thousands of views. But gentlemen, what I thought I'd do today is just run through what are the sort of things that you can post on vertical video, the frequency of it, and just the method, whether you're going live or whether it's a pre-recorded video. But I will make this comment, and I'm going to make this comment now because I've had a lot of my gym members who have gone off and done experimental campaigns with a lot of the digital companies. And what they're saying to me is that don't overestimate the amount of the results that you're going to get from what is called those cold lead generation Facebook campaigns that say we'll get you 50 appraisals, right? And they sign up for 6-month packages. And what ends up happening is the quality of those leads are very, very, very poor in most instances. There are instances where they've gone there and people said, yeah, we pressed a button, but we're not thinking of selling our home. I mean, we saw our ad, but let's just talk about, you know, what things to post. So Live market wraps, you know. Done well. It is a fantastic way for you to appear like the newsreader of your marketplace. That's giving people in the moment content that's authentic. Done wrong, you'll just bore people saying we did 4 opens and we had 10 groups through our opens, like no value add. So done proper, I think they're fantastic. And I know a lot of agents are doing market reps in McGrath's. I know that Amit Nayak, who I think is he's speaking at ARIC, he's a great agent, $3 million plus agent. He's one that embraces video, including testimonials.
Very
good. Live wrap ups. What are your views, gentlemen, on the wrap ups that you see from the industry in the industry?
Yeah, this is such a powerful tool that I think you're right, Tom. Done well, it's really effective because your marketplace will come back to watch you every single week you're providing those wraps. Done poorly, it's probably dilutes your brand and really makes people question if you're the right agent when it comes time to sell. We always chunk it up. Always when we're coaching agents, it's what are the 3 things that are really going to captivate the audience? So it might be you open for inspection. So what were the top 3 opens that you had? What were the top 3 auction results? And then straight away, what was one of the interesting trends you're getting from the buyers out there? Those types of things have play. Not mentioning that you had 50 people go through an open and no follow-up from that. So you've really got to think about what does the market want to know? What are the interesting facts that you're seeing that may be a change from week to week? And then how does that benefit the viewer by watching? I think when you come with that formula, that's the formula for success.
Beautifully well said. Troy and John, I'll share with you a formula that I've been using 6 years on my videos. Very simple. I get a yellow stick note. On the top of the stick note, I put down a captivating heading because I know the first 1 second matters. You've got to get them the first second. 3 bullet points, structured but not scripted. And the last one is a conclusion. And you've got a very simple structure to shoot a 2-minute video without having to sound like you're winging it. Nice heading, 3 bullet points, and then a conclusion. Let's talk about...
Tom, the reality is I remember when we first started this, but I just had a look. I mean, the first episode was the 6th of November, 2013. So we're coming up to 10 years. But I remember when we started, it was like you've got to captivate the audience within the first 30 seconds. Now you're right. It's within the first 5 seconds. If you're not captivating the audience, they're easily swiping straight past you or moving on to the next bit of content.
Beautiful. Well said. Well, we're calling that vertical video because we clearly know it's vertical video that's got the cut through, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's Insta Reels or Facebook Reels. And that means that when you're shooting your videos, you should be shooting them in the vertical format and aim to do them in 1 minute and 30 seconds, because that way you can use that content across all reels. Like TikTok can go longer than 1 minute 30, but you can't then use that reel on, say, Instagram, right? So 1 minute 30. Other things that vertical video, I notice agents are doing really good stuff, is the vertical video of the auction, a live auction, you know. And I've got to tell you, who's nailing that? Not Jason Adcock. I've got to hand it to him. So what he does is he's got 2 phones. One's going on Instagram and one's going on Facebook. And he's actually got 2 sets of Rode mics. So you can actually see them on it. One's going, so the sound is crystal clear. And he's made his auctions a real day out. You know, he starts the tour of the property and he talks to the people, let's go outside. So they keep coming up. I've watched one of them and they keep coming up as suggested live videos once you watch one of his videos. So auction videos going live without a doubt. I think they're great vertical videos. I think we've talked about it many times, Troy and John. You know, any property before it hits realestate.com, let's call it the Lisa Novak, heads up, this property is about to hit realestate.com. That's another great vertical video idea. Property videos, of course, most of those are pre-recorded and done by professional companies. And then you've got the vendor testimonial. The vendor testimonial. And I was fascinated to see a few videos, Troy and John, of an agent interviewing a vendor on a live on Instagram on what the experience was like selling the property. And what was fascinating about it is that all the followers of the vendor get alerted that they're on, which is the audience that an agent wants. So there are so many opportunities with vertical video. For me, I've got a rule, a story a day keeps the doctor away. I've just got to be there at least once a day in people's faces. A story a day keeps the doctor away. And but vertical video, get good at it. Don't worry about looking like George Clooney. They're not looking for an actor. They're not looking for, you're not on Channel 9 News. You don't have to worry about shooting the video 15 times before you get it right. I think the authenticity, where people know that you're live, is actually an enabler. It's not a negative thing. And I just think to myself, one of the reasons that most agents are not using vertical video is they have this fear of being judged by other people. Bad hair day, good hair day. What do I look like? I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. It doesn't feel right. I just think the content is more important than anything else. And the last thing is, don't ever, ever ego video. Ego video is where you sit and shoot a video and all you're doing is elevating yourself. They don't get good cut through.
Agree. Tom, you can't think that you have to wait and still you've got the perfect light, you've got the perfect location, you may have done your hair and makeup. Most of the time, videos that are getting traction have raw elements to them. People want the content, they want it quickly. And so what you said about it just needs to be shot, yes, there is a place. There absolutely is a place to have the professionally done videos. I believe that. But it's really about getting the content out there into the consumer's hands and the speed of that. So really the good results and the interesting info really does get cut through and makes people want to come back to that, as we were saying, coming back to your profile time and time again. John, you watch a lot of TikTok and Instagram videos at the moment. What are you seeing as the best value bits that we can pass on to our listeners so they make sure that they're really getting to the top of the real estate game space?
I'm the least qualified on this because you guys participate a lot more than I do. But here's my observations. I actually read something you sent me, Tommy, which was great. It was Josh Teslin's top tips. And we know Teslin's a prolific social media guy. He's saying four videos or four posts a day, which is full on. I don't know whether that's good or bad. It seems a lot to me. But he's selling more property than anyone else in Australasia at the moment. So it's working. So anyway, that's from someone who's working for and is very committed to it. I'm not a big fan on their testimonial, vendor testimonial, I've got to say. That would turn me off because I always look at it, what's in it for me? I just say, if I'm receiving this at the other end, who am I trying to speak to? Vendor testimonial is great if I'm going to a listing or to send in advance before I go to a listing or after I've been to a listing. But do I really want to sit on TikTok as a consumer and see an agent's vendor testimonial? No, not really. Pretty boring for me. So I'd strike that one out. Jason Adcock, I agree. He's brilliant. Jason's great. His auction's great. He's very good in this format, which is interesting because he's kind of, sort of our age, Tommy, and he's not a spring chicken when it comes to social media, but he's doing as good a job as anyone in Australasia. Ahmed Nayak, definitely look at him. He's doing a great job. Lisa Novak, she's just prolific. Lisa's, she's sort of at Tesla level in terms of consistency, frequency, and she's made an art of it. There's a guy that I stumbled across. I've never met him. Luke Humphreys. Company.
I'll watch him. You've sent it to him. He's on the Gold Coast. In Queensland. Does his 1 minute walks in the morning, John?
Yeah, he's actually quite good and very authentic. I think he's good. At the other end of the market, in a sense, and he spoke at ARIC a couple of years ago, Tom, I think at your invite, Simon Caulfield, he does quite good ones. He's good. Simon's a bit glitzy. His properties are glitzy. His approach is kind of very sharp and edgy, but I think he does some good ones as well. So I think there's plenty. And as we've just said about TikTok and all these formats, the algorithms, once you pick up a couple of agents and you start following them, they're going to send you lots of other suggestions. So, you know, you can very quickly. Madison Sutton, please have a look at her. She's going to be speaking at ARIC. Go onto her Instagram and go onto her TikTok, because she is considered, in America, she's considered kind of benchmark of doing the best stuff. So, yeah, I think it's great. It's fantastic. And I think frequency, commitment, consistency, it's all important. Whether you want to do 4 a day, 1 a day sounds good to me. Tell me what you're suggesting. But I think as a minimum benchmark, daily is important if you're going to make this a key platform. I think it's really important. Alex Jordan does a lot of great stuff on TikTok as well. He's done some fantastic ones, Troy, you know, at our company. So anyway, go and have a look at those guys. Make up your own mind, but yeah, have a plan, make it consistent, stick to it, and just be real. Just be authentic, Troy, isn't it? Just be authentic.
Tell the truth. Because like I hear some of these real estate agents doing market raps, talking it up, oh, how great life is. And then on Monday, they're ringing me up telling me, oh, they've got to go and do a hard conversation with their vendors. I said, well, I hope your vendors aren't watching your market rap, because you've got two stories by the sounds of it. One story is all you need on your market rap. Tell the truth. As John says, tell the damn truth. One story is all you need.
It's interesting, Tom, because I saw you do one which you had a great weekend, and then the next week you had a flat one. And you just told us, you said, shit, well, there's a big contrast from last week. Last week we did, you know, 8 out of 8, and this week we only cleared 2 under the hammer and 1 after. But that's the thing that gives the authenticity. If every week is smiling, record, this is amazing. Once you actually just decide to be yourself and tell the damn truth, that's what people are going to want to follow, because then that's one of the things, you know, the industry and the non-industry love about you, Tom, because I've mentioned to you, a lot of my friends that aren't in real estate follow you, is you know, you have an opinion and it's real and it can change based on what happens, and you're not afraid to tell the truth, which is intoxicating when it comes to real estate. So anyway, look, there should be some good little tidbits in that. Go and follow some of those people we've mentioned. Rip off and duplicate, as they say, Tommy. Go out there and find the best role models and try and do as well or better. And we will be back in a week's time, I suspect, Tommy.
We'll be back in a week's time. We've been very, very stable. We've been on track. We've said to you we want to deliver 48 podcasts this year. And so far, so good. All righty.
See you guys next week.
See you next time.